All right, we'll call the Senate Judiciary Committee to order. We got with us today on the, this is Monday, isn't it? This is Monday, the 17th of April. Tomorrow's tax day, by the way, Labor and Commerce Chairman.
Yes.
Senator Kelly's with us, Senator Dunleavy, Senator Costello, Chairman Colgill. We only have one issue to bring up today, and we have to do it fairly quickly because I am the vice chair of another committee that is happening as we speak in the Resources Committee. So today we're going to bring up the CS for Senate Bill number 47, which is the Motor Vehicle Franchise Dealers and Manufacturers Bill. And what I wanted to do is just bring it before us so that we could have a discussion. So I'm going to have Senator Meyer's office come up, do the high-level view, and then we'll lay it aside, and then we'll talk about what the next steps are. Christine, put yourself on a record, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. For the record, my name is Christine Mersigan, staff to Senator Kevin Meyer. The Senator apologizes he can't be here right now, but he's in the aforementioned meeting you spoke about. Thank you for hearing Senate Bill 47. This bill relates to motor vehicle dealer franchises. The auto dealers did go to the Senator with some ideas to update Alaska's motor vehicle franchise statutes that govern agreements between Alaskan auto dealers and outside auto manufacturers. As someone with a business background, the Senator has stated in the past that he would prefer that the government stay out of negotiated contracts, but sometimes we find that a one-size-fits-all approach doesn't really work sometimes for Alaska. Just a few notes. The bill has three sections. The version U that is before you that came out of Labor and Commerce, the last two sections 20 and 21 from the original bill, are now sections 2 and 3 in the version before you. The only difference is this, the applicability section, which basically says that the act only applies to agreements entered into or on or after the effective date of this act. The main part of the bill of the version U that's before you is Section 1, which corresponds to Section 15 in the previous bill, and mostly tries to focus on payment for repairs and the calculation of the retail rate. That's the bulk of the bill. The bill previously was much more larger, more ambitious, and had more moving parts. But fortunately, the Labor and Commerce Committee focused squarely on kind of some of the warranty issues that were discussed during committee. However, we have heard anecdotally from folks that the doubling of the sequential non-warranty customer-paid service repair orders, which can be found on page 1, lines 11 and 13, and on page 2, on lines 4 and 6. Those were 40 and 50 previously. They've doubled here to 100 and also 90. And we've also heard from folks about Section 45, 25, 220 that can be found on page 2, which is the calculation of the retail rates. And we've heard that under this version that local auto dealers would have a difficult time with that section. I know there were other things that were discussed previously regarding this bill with warranty work, specifically allowing a non-certified technician to be able to work on warranty work under the direction of somebody who is certified. That is not in the version before you. And also, there was some conversation about any repairs that were done under warranty that were maybe 100 miles from the motor dealer to be able to be handled and also included under warranty. That also, those repairs, those issues are not quite addressed in this version, but what is good about this version is that it takes it right back to the statute and hews a little bit more closely to the language that we have currently in statute, and has really kind of put a more laser focus on some of the main issues that we heard from both, mostly from the auto dealers.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Just for the committee's knowledge, we have Ed Sniffen from the Department of Law and David Bright, who's with the Alliance of Automobile Manufacturers, online for questions. And I don't intend to get in depth with this because I think if I did that, I'd go through the sectional. Time is not going to allow us right now to deal with this bill. So it's going to be something that we'll deal with in the interim. But in order for me to actually deal with it, I had to bring it forward and enough for you to bring it before the committee so I can have it on basis. And then that will be the point from where we start working on it. And so we do have the Labor and Commerce Chairman on the committee who has got familiar with it and certainly came up with some suggestions.
Mm-hmm.
It's also a bill that I carried or started to carry a year or so ago that probably favored the auto dealers a little more. And so somewhere in between those, we should probably have a pretty lengthy discussion and maybe we can hammer out ways that both people are treated fairly, good rules to play by so that you have good consumer protection, good auto dealer rules to play by, and good manufacturer rules to play by in a state that has some really unique challenges. And so we'll try to hammer that out so that it's not totally unusual to America generally, but can answer some of the specific problems in Alaska. And so, Madam Labor and Commerce Chair, I would enlist you in trying to help us do that conversation as we go through the summer. And committee members, I am not intending to have hundreds of meetings over this, but we will suggest some changes. I will get those Alliance of Automobile Manufacturers. I will get the Auto Dealers Consortium together. We'll take a look at Department of Law to make sure that it's conforming to both case law and good practical law in Alaska. So is that amiable? Is that okay with the sponsor that we work on it through the interim to hammer out some of those issues?
I think that's an excellent suggestion, Mr. Chairman, and I'm sure that that someone there is very amenable to such suggestions.
Yeah, I have several ideas. I've drafted up some, but it's inappropriate for me to bring them forward before I've really examined the work of the Labor and Commerce, which I intend to do. And so for those who are listening in, I would say stay tuned. We'll try to enlist some help and try not to get in the middle of your summertime work. But still get something that is ready to go by the time we come back and gavel in the next session. Is there any comments on this before we move forward? I just wanted to bring it forward so that we have a working document. It's on basis. It's something that can be discoverable and debatable, and we'll move forward. With that, I'm going to lay the Senate Bill 47 aside, and we'll pick it up at the most convenient, agreeable time that we can. And with that, I'm not going to shut down the committee totally, only because I have the House Bill 8 that is in a work in progress for the between the House and the Senate. So we may very well bring that up on Wednesday just for the committee's information. Then again, we may not. It all depends on how the negotiations go. All right? With that, we're going to lay this bill aside and continue to work with you as a committee and as a sponsor. Thank you very much, Christine.
Excellent. Thank you.
With that, we're going to adjourn the Judiciary Committee.